This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 424, an excerpt from the book Manifesting Made Easy by Jen Mazer, and I'm Justin Mollick. This is the podcast where I act as a personal narrator for you, for free, usually from blogs, but sometimes from books like today. And often when it's a book, the author gives me a copy to give away to you. So yes, I do have a copy of the book today, and I will be giving it away. It's not going to be to a random person on my mailing list this time. I have a little requirement if you want to be entered. It's really easy. Just listen through to the end of the episode to find out how to enter. And the book today is Manifesting Made Easy by Jen Mazer, who is known as the Queen of Manifestation. That's actually her website, queenofmanifestation.com. So you can check her out there. And that name comes from her ability to dream up outrageous adventures and actually live them out. Definitely check her out, but after you hear this episode, of course. So with that, let's hear some of the book as we optimize your life. An excerpt from the book Manifesting Made Easy by Jen Mazer. Use the law of attraction. Quote, it's not your work to make anything happen. It's your work to dream it and let it happen. Law of attraction will make it happen. In your joy, you create something, and then you maintain your vibrational harmony with it, and the universe must find a way to bring it about. Abraham Hicks, Master Universal Teacher. What you ask for, you receive. To really learn how to manifest your dreams, you need to understand a little bit about the law of attraction. The law of attraction means ask, and it is given. You attract things to you that match what you're putting out. Like a radio, you transmit an energetic signal and receive matching signals from the universe in response. Simply put, the law of attraction says that your thoughts create your reality. What you think about comes about. It's a universal law. Now, if that sounds pretty far out there, let's take a look at another scientific law of the universe that is widely accepted as true, Newton's law of gravity. Newton's law states that any two bodies in the universe attract each other with a force that is directly proportional to the product of their masses, and inversely proportional to the square of the distance between them. In other words, if you let go of this book, it will fall to the ground. You can't see the gravitational force, but you can feel its effects. The law of attraction is the same. It's a universal law just as real as gravity. You might not be able to see it, but it's there, and it's always in effect. Even if you're skeptical about how this works, allow yourself to play with the thought. For just a moment, open yourself to the possibility that your thoughts are creating your reality. You're probably saying, if my thoughts are creating my reality, then why aren't I experiencing what I want? Well, if it were as simple as saying, I'm a millionaire, and then becoming one, everyone would be rich. What you say is just part of the equation. There are layers of beliefs beneath the surface. As in the case for many of us, those hidden layers are the ones stopping you from getting what you truly want. Your thoughts aren't in alignment with what you desire. Pam Grout, the New York Times bestselling author of E Squared, actually leads readers through experiments that they test on themselves to prove that our thoughts create our reality. There is one in the book where readers are instructed to plant green bean seeds in an empty egg carton. They're asked to talk positively to the left half of seeds and negatively to the seeds on the right, while watering them equally every 2 days with the positive expectation that the seeds on the left will grow faster. And guess what? It's been found over and over again that the ones that were talked to positively and expected to grow faster did grow faster. What do you tell yourself on a daily basis? Imagine that you're at a restaurant and you're about to place an order for something to eat. You decide you want pizza, so you tell the waiter that you like to order the pizza. But when the waiter leaves, you can't stop thinking about how great that kale Caesar salad sounded, and you start to question your decision to order the pizza. Plus, pizza isn't that healthy for you anyway, right? And you begin to feel guilty for ordering it. You think to yourself that it's going to make you fat. You always indulge. You really should go on a diet. It's not going to be that good anyway. You flag down the waiter and tell her you want to cancel your order, but they've already started to make the pizza. If you flag down the waiter and keep changing your order, the kitchen, or in this case, the universe, doesn't know what to bring you. By having all of these thoughts, whether you're aware of them or not, you're sending mixed messages to the universe. No matter what you choose to order, you must decide what you want and feel good about your decision. You say you want something. You recite affirmations, positive statements affirming you already have what you're looking for. But on the inside, you don't truly believe it's possible. You doubt it's going to happen anyway. Or you think you don't really deserve it. So you convince yourself that you aren't sure if it's what you really want. We all have these thoughts at moments. I'm going to help you get out of that cycle so you can stay in a high vibration while you're manifesting. The law of attraction states that you can attract things that match the vibration you put out into the world. So you want your vibration to be positive in order to attract more positive experiences into your life. How to apply it. When I was traveling in Los Angeles, I discovered these neat little universe order pads at a gift store. They look like the order pads waiters carry with them in a restaurant, but they're meant to be filled out for fun. So I want you to put your order into the universe now. In your manifestation journal, create a list titled My Order to the Universe, and then write down 5 things you're asking for without putting I want in front of them. Simply write your order. For example, your list could look like the following. My order to the universe. Number 1, a new car. Number 2, an amazing relationship. Number 3, a successful career. Number 4, a child. Number 5, to be financially free. The simpler, the better for this exercise. What are 5 things you want to manifest right now? You just listened to an excerpt from the book Manifesting Made Easy by Jen Mazur.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And again, you can find her at queenofmanifestation.com, where you can learn more about the book and join her email list to get access to her top 10 tools you must have to start manifesting now. And I'm giving away a copy of the book that I read from, the exact copy actually. I'll hand pack and mail it to the winner. To be entered, you do need to be on my mailing list at oldpodcast.com. That's my weekly newsletter. But I'm asking that you leave a comment, any comment, on the page oldpodcast.com/raffle. I'll give you 3 days. So leave a comment before February 11th, and only people who leave a comment between the date of this episode, which is February 7th, and February 10th, will be entered. And I'll announce the winner in the comments on that page. Again, visit oldpodcast.com/raffle, comment there, and make sure you're on my mailing list to have a really good chance to win this book. I don't think a ton of people will do it. I think that's enough for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another book excerpt and book giveaway, and where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.